Even though Ghanaians have raised great concern about the need for government to fight corruption, the issues of education, health and job creation are of greater concern to them. Explaining this point to Radio Ghana, Head of Research and Equality Department of the NCCE, Tito Voingwelo, said it is very critical for politicians to listen to all the voices, especially those in the rural areas, to ensure that their needs are collectively addressed.
One of the issues that you may think that should be of concern to the generality of the population is corruption.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly, it is one. It goes far back as one of as issues that are not really at the front burner of people. So at one of the forums that I made some presentations, it was asked. They asked me, why is it that corruption, which everybody's talking about, seems to be the 10th? And I said that, yes, that is true, but that is for us in the cities. Those of us who have access to the radio, the media. And somehow, as we trumpet it, the feeling is that it is the main topmost issue. But here, in the generality of the population, from all the constituencies together, it counts as a 10th issue.
I think that is why it is important to listen to all the voices. Because what is important to you in Accra may not be important to someone in my village, for example.
I agree.
And therefore, all these issues must come into the bowl for, you know, to make the soup. And that is what is happening here. Because from what you're saying, in Accra, corruption is the big deal. But over there, somewhere else, they don't really care about that. What they care about is education and the health issues.
That is it.
Yeah, why is such a research important?
Provide the politicians with issues that the citizens think are concern to them. As they were breaching the gap between what they think are issues of concern to the citizens vis-a-vis what the citizens themselves think. For the NCC itself, it is to help us in our educational work. So that as we go out, we know what are issues of concern to the citizens and we can be in a better position to address those issues.
Head of the Research and Equality Department